WNYC is supported by TechServe, New York City's independent Apple shop since 1987, offering the new family of Macs and iPods, plus a large selection of accessories, cases, bags, and gear. On-site and phone consultations available. TechServe, the Apple specialist, on West 23rd Street near 6th Avenue.
Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads available when you want at WNYC.org and iTunes.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Good news! If you were forced into childhood music lessons, turns out they were probably worth it after all. A new study shows that even limited childhood musical training can improve brain functions later in adulthood. Dr. Nina Kraus is the director of the Auditory Neuroscience Laboratory at Northwestern University. She joins me now to explain this latest study. Nina, welcome.
Thank you.
So how little musical training are we actually talking about here?
Well, really just a couple of years.
So if you have like a year of desultory piano lessons, there will be some lingering benefit to that?
Yeah. So, you know, we looked at a group that got between 1 and 5 years and then another group that had from 6 to 11 years. But we were able to determine that even with the more limited amount of musical training, that there were some biological benefits.
And why would something that you do as a kid, a young kid, why would that have this kind of impact even, you know, more than a decade later?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a biologist, and you know, my major focus is learning and trying to understand what are the biological bases of learning, and especially auditory learning. And it really is the case with converging evidence that we are what we do, and that experiences early on can benefit and modify the adult nervous system. Mm-hmm. And the approach that we have, you know, we have a way of accessing rather directly the electrical activity, neural activity that happens in response to sound. Of course, as I'm talking to you now, the nerves in your brain that respond to sound give off electricity, and we can capture those electrical events. The response that we capture actually resembles the sound wave that we use to stimulate the nervous system in the first place.
So these electrical this electrical output that you're getting back from the brain, you can actually hear that? It's in the form of sound waves, or can be converted into sound waves?
It can be converted. So, you know, we capture the electrical events, and then you can take those events and feed them back through a speaker.
Huh.
And, of course, you can not only hear it, but we can look at it. And, you know, in our geeky way, yeah, we can analyze the sub-millisecond precision timing that happens in these brain responses and correspond them with the timing that we know occurs in the sound waves.
All right, let's hear an example. So here's just a little bit of the stimulus that was played for a test subject, and then we'll hear, as Dr. Nina Kraus has been telling us, the auditory version of the brain wave's response to that sound. So that little da, 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 and then the second thing is the test subject. Are you saying, Nina, that people who haven't had musical training would get something that simple wrong, or wrong more often?
No, it isn't a matter of getting it wrong. It is a matter of, in fact, the sound examples that you just played can be obtained from a typical listener without musical training.
Mm-hmm.
But what you get in a person with musical training is a response that is more precise and that has more information, detailed information about the stimulus.
So if we play something that's a little more, has a little more information than just that little da thing,
That's right.
And then get the brain response immediately following it, this is a little more challenging. That's the opening of Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water. Was that particular test subject a musician?
Well, this was somebody who had had musical experience in her childhood.
So we're talking about this new study at Northwestern University that concludes that even short-term childhood music lessons can have a big impact on our brains as adults. Dr. Nina Kraus is with me on the line. And so is it a case that early childhood training, even if you give it up after a couple of years, has somehow helped the wiring in your brain to be a little more precise in how it responds to the sound that it hears?
Yes, I mean that really is the implication, and it is the more common occurrence that people study a musical instrument for a part of their lives, and then they may not carry that through forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the implication in terms of education is an important one, because if music training were part of every child's education, it doesn't matter if they don't go on to become a violinist or a guitarist, but the experience of actively engaging with sound and with playing an instrument seems to have benefits beyond music in other auditory-based activities.
So like what? Like
human communication,
Speech,
example.
Understanding, being able to pick out your dinner partner's conversation in a crowded restaurant, that sort of thing?
Exactly. And in this particular study, it was the component, one of the components that was enhanced in the people who had had musical training was something called the fundamental frequency, which is an important acoustic element that helps us determine the pitch of a sound. So, the pitch of your voice is going to be different from the pitch of someone else's voice,
mm-hmm.
or of, the whirring of a fan in a classroom or a restaurant.
Now the test subjects that you used for this study, they were all, they were adults, but, they weren't like in their 50s, 60s, 70s. Do you think that this effect, this kind of lasting effect of childhood music lessons, wears off as people age?
So this is such an important question. I just came back from a meeting last week on aging in the arts, we were establishing what some of the research gaps are, and really one of the gaps is, we do know at this point that musical training early in life seems to profit the young adult brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that
Right.
we've been able to demonstrate with this study, but we don't know how long does this last, and will music training early in life actually profit the older adult's brain?
Or do you need a booster shot at some point? Start taking up an instrument again around age 30 or so.
Exactly. One of the findings in the current study is that there was a recency effect that, the people who had played most recently
showed the strongest.
Exactly.
Showed the strongest impact. Well, obviously, it's an amazing study, and the idea that we can actually hear our brain signals as music, as syllables, is pretty exciting, too. Dr. Nina Kraus is director of the Auditory Neuroscience Laboratory at Northwestern University. Nina, nice speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to WNYC On Demand. Please check out our other programs at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This free service is made possible by our listeners. Become a member of WNYC today.